With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Arizona's House of Representatives votes to repeal a Civil War-era abortion law. The bill now heads to the state Senate. Pro-Hamas protests continue.
About 60 tents make up an encampment on the lawn where they're supposed to be holding graduation soon. Students have been protesting since last Wednesday. Maddox, a freshman, is one of them.
This is the closest immediate form of control I have over the situation is what the university that I pay tuition to is doing, and if they have money invested.
But not everyone at the school is on board, like sophomore McCole.
It's been posing a disruption to a lot of campus.
She says as a Jewish student, she feels unsettled by some of the hostility she's heard about. At Columbia, I'm Julie Walker.
Some students who were at the protest said they didn't actually know what the protest was about. House Speaker Mike Johnson is demanding the president of Columbia University resign unless she reins in anti-Semitic protest. Speaking on the campus steps of the New York school, Johnson said no Jewish student should have to live in fear. His comments come as the pro-Hamas protests continue nationwide. Also at SRNnews.com, arrests have been made in Australia in connection with the recent Islamic stabbing.
Australian police say they've arrested seven teenagers accused of following a violent extremist ideology in raids around Sydney to protect the community from a potential attack. They say the seven are part of a network that includes a 16-year-old boy who's accused of the stabbing of a bishop in a Sydney church last week. Five other teenagers were still being questioned by the joint counter-terrorism team. Officials say more than 400 police officers searched properties across southwest Sydney because the teens were considered an immediate threat.
This is SRN News. The Biden administration makes changes to Title IX.
The landmark 1972 legislation was designed to provide for and protect women's athletics in the nation's schools and universities. But critics say the new rules just announced by the administration, which would expand Title IX to include sexual orientation and gender identity, undermine its original purpose. Those new rules will allow men to compete against women in sports and are almost certain to trigger lawsuits. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jews in Tunisia who organize an annual pilgrimage to one of the world's oldest synagogues are planning a scaled-down event next month. They cite concerns about security less than a year after a deadly shooting there shook the community. Thousands regularly make the journey to the 2,600-year-old building, the North African island where many of Tunisia's remaining 1,500 Jews reside. This is SRN News. Italy is angry with Minneapolis.
The country's culture ministry has banned loans of works to the Minneapolis Institute of Art following a dispute with the U.S. Museum over an ancient marble statue believed to have been looted from Italy almost a half century ago. Rome claims that the sculpture was looted in the 1970s from an archaeological site close to Pompeii that was covered by lava and ashes when Mount Vesuvius erupted in AD 79. The Minneapolis Museum asserts it has always acted responsibly and proactively about claims related to its collection, but it indicates that proof hasn't been provided to back up Italy's claim. Keith Peters reporting.
Anthony Fauci is preparing to testify before Congress for the first time since stepping down. On June 3rd, he'll testify before the House Select Subcommittee on the coronavirus pandemic. President Biden's signing of legislation that could ban TikTok in the U.S. runs counter to his campaign's embrace of the platform. More details at SRNnews.com.